Hi, I'm Julie Mack, and we're speaking about social justice. And man alive, this has been a bad couple of weeks for social justice. There's so many things I'm not going to talk about because they're just better off left alone. But there are two things I really want to talk about. Today's Wednesday, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Richard Marles, was addressing the National Press Club earlier today when he announced that by 2034, Australia will be spending $100 billion every year on defence. $100 billion every year on defence. Per capita, that means Australia will be spending twice as much as America spends on defence. I reckon everyone who's watching this would have a pretty good idea about what we could spend $100 billion on every single year. Like public housing, like public transport, like extraordinary hospitals, like extraordinary schools, like an extraordinary transition, like even a universal basic wage so that we didn't have, you know, fellow Australians living in poverty. $100 billion a year. Two things about this. One, it's mad. Two, where are the voices that are saying this is a complete abuse of taxpayers' money and our democracy? Because that $100 billion going on our defence is money not going on the construction of peace in our region. It's just going on, how do you blow up kids? How do you kill old ladies? You know, this is, anyone want to know what we're going to be doing with $100 billion? Have a look at Gaza. That's what we'll be doing. That's the kind of noble enterprise this is about. If we wanted to actually make Australia secure in the region, we could spend $100 billion, but it would be $100 billion looking after the well-being of Australians, and it would also be $100 billion looking after the well-being of our region, looking after, you know, making sure PNG have the medications they need, making sure the Pacific low-lying nations actually have a chance of defending themselves against climate change and are supported in the transition from that. It is about peace building is really complex, long, hard-working enterprise. And unfortunately, when I listen to Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles, I understand why he's more into building up bombs than actually creating peace. Creating peace demands courage, endurance, and intelligence. Building bombs to drop on kids and civilians, which is over 80% of every casualty in war is a civilian, that doesn't need much at all. So I'm really hoping that media across Australia, Australians across Australia, scream blue murder at the idea that we would be spending $100 billion of taxpayers' money building bombs to drop on civilians. That's one thing that really alarmed me. The second thing that's really alarmed me is that, again, the Labor government is trying to pass a Migration Amendment Act, which would mean that as a mum who's come to Australia from another country fleeing persecution, I would have to sign documents that would mean my own child would be sent back, even if she feared persecution. Even if it looked like she would lose her life being sent back, I would have to sign the documents to send her back, or I'd be put in jail for 5 years. At some point, all of us are responsible for deciding what kind of country we are. All of us. It might be Labor and Minister Giles at the moment making these decisions, but you and I, every single one of us, is responsible for the kind of values that we are creating as a nation. And for that reason, I reckon we've got our work cut out for us. I really hope that people across Australia look at that legislation, hang their head in shame, and tell Labor loud and clear, if you pass that, I won't vote for you. Because in the end, the only thing we've got going for us right now in Australia is a vote. I really hope we use it strategically.